You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. We have exciting news that you probably already know if you follow us on Instagram.
And if you're not following us on Instagram, go head over to @thewitchfulthinkingpodcast. Give us a follow because we update our Instagram the most out of all of our platforms.
Yes, we really do. Yes, we do. But anyways, people, if you do follow our Instagram, then you saw the other week when we posted a very fun, funky, fresh, sexy, beautiful, informational post about why this podcast was created and the direction that it's going to be going. Also, hold on. I just got to say, Liz, real quick, this is the first time we have ever jumped into our topic. This is the first time ever.
Wow. I'm proud of us.
Yeah. Growth.
Brooke made that post and I love it. It was so pretty.
I learned everything I know about balancing out graphics from Elizabeth Thurston University. Right. I owe her my life. So basically we are doing a bit of redirecting with the podcast and rebranding a little bit, still keeping our name. We're not going anywhere. Like, we're still the show will go on. But we have just noticed over the past 2 years that what this kind of stuff that we really enjoy talking about and that we can get produce the most content about is stuff that has to do with current events, women's rights, feminism, inner child healing, you know, the mother wound, dysfunctional families, recent-ish events, you know, the election, Roe v. Wade, stuff like that. So we have really, this podcast has gone from being strictly witchcraft related to more of a, you know, two 20-something millennials who just happen to be witches and enjoy talking about witchcraft occasionally, talk about life and just like navigating the world we live in professionally, personally. Like, you guys have heard us cry, you've heard us laugh, you've heard all of the big exciting things and all of the scary sad things that have happened to us in the past 2 years, and we just really want to start advertising this podcast for what it is: two best friends growing up together who happen to also be witches and love witchy shit and love spirituality and love personal growth. I think that's what this podcast has been from the beginning, but it hasn't been like necessarily marketed as that.
Yeah. And you know what? A rebrand is always really fun. Who doesn't have fun with a cool rebranding?
Exactly. Who doesn't have fun with a cool rebranding? We're not even like really changing, you know, like our colors aren't changing. Really, I think the only thing that's going to change visually is like we're going to eventually hammer out a new logo that will probably have like our faces on it. Because another thing, I think we mentioned this before, is we had noticed that like our topics are very mature and our logo, I think, kind of attracts sometimes a younger audience that maybe our content's like not the most appropriate for. So that was like another reason that we decided we want to start working on a new logo. But so we announced that on Facebook and Instagram last week, and you guys were so supportive. Everybody was very much like here for it. That post like garnered a lot of attention, and people were messaging us and being like, this is amazing. Like, this suits you guys so well. And yeah, so we just wanted to formally announce that on the show. And
we also have to formally announce our intern too. We should get her if we'll talk about this, but maybe we'll have an episode with her. But that's a huge step for us is to have someone who's helping us out.
Yes, we have an intern. Her name is Becca. She is someone that I worked with at my previous job. And when she was sitting in on a shadowing that I was doing as a new employee, she was brand new. And she was like, I listen to your show. And I was like, oh my
God. What are the odds? That's nuts.
So crazy. And like, so Becca is so sweet. She is really, really great. And she was like, I want to get my hands more into the digital social aspect marketing realm. And I just really love your show. So it just really all fell into place. And she's got like a lot of really like great insight being fresh out of college, and you know that like it's been a while since we were in school. So we're really excited about that. I'll have to ask her and just be like, hey, you want to jump on an episode soon?
Yeah.
So guys, don't be surprised if in the future, you know, you ask a question or DM us or something and somebody sends a message back and their name's Rebecca and it's not Brooke or Liz. That is our beautiful intern, and she is going to be amazing, and I'm just so excited to have some extra help cranking shit out for you guys. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Oh. Also, so this was already announced on Instagram as well. This is why you need to be following us on Instagram or some form of social media. I get it if you were just like a strictly podcast person, but honestly, like, we make all of our big announcements on social media. So get with the times. We, in honor of this rebranding that we're doing, we have actually decided to begin opening our episodes up to more guest speakers, which we've had a few in the past. I think maybe just a handful. We've had Veronica Varlo. We've had Dr. Carrie Pizzullo, we've had Kelly Sparta, we've had Sierra Vandervoort on here twice. And one thing we've noticed is just like a lot of our listeners have some serious, like with some seriously interesting backgrounds and stories that they just really want to share. And so we decided that because we want this podcast to be more personal, that now is the time. We are now opening up our bookings. Okay, so if you haven't already, definitely check out the Google link for the Google form, or the link for the Google form in our description of this episode. And yeah, it's a super simple form. It asks your name, your email address. There's a ton of like different subjects you can check off, or you can list like your own subject. Just give as much like background as you can if you want to be on the show, because we want to just make sure beforehand that the people, like the guests that we have on the show, you know, you have enough that you want to say that we can all kind of banter back and forth and have like a conversation for like an hour, because that's how long our episodes normally are.
Yeah.
So yeah. And no, you don't have to have prior podcast experience. You just need to have a reliable Instagram. You need to have a reliable Wi-Fi connection and good audio. So like that can be your laptop. We like to be gentle on our listeners' ears here. Okay. So
we try at least.
I'm sorry for all the times that I've burped or laughed or even maybe screamed into the mic. I try my best to calm down, but sometimes I get ahead of myself. I'm sorry. But yeah, so I think that's all for podcast updates. A lot of happening behind the
scenes. Yeah, no, those are all really exciting updates too. I feel like all of these really exciting things are happening so quickly, and it's like finally after years and years of getting to know our listeners and building like a little online community, which is really cool. Like seeing things start to go in these different directions that maybe we had no idea it would ever go in. And so we should also start posting some more polls and mm-hmm. things like that on our Instagram story, because we want to see what direction you guys want to go into as we grow. So yeah, it's a super exciting week for us. Brooke is having like a great week, some good luck and good energy.
I am. I had two really great job interviews today. I have two scheduled later this week. I have I set up like this career coaching consultation on Friday to learn how to answer like difficult questions, which, you know, I might not even need to have. I don't know. It depends. I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job of handling my own out there, but we'll see. It's a good week. It is a very good week. And I feel like the Lexapro is Lexaproing and doing its job very well, because I'm feeling very optimistic and very much like I got this. I'm just, yeah. So we're thriving. Well, Jackson's not thriving though. Jackson just tested COVID positive 20 minutes before this episode started. So he's very sick.
Ugh.
Yeah. Upsetting. So everybody please wish him wellness on Instagram or something. Like
oh, also we can put in a quick little announcement of what the next episode is going to be.
Oh yeah. So if any of you saw on accident the post that went up on Instagram this morning about next week's episode, you didn't see it.
No, you didn't.
That was not supposed to go up. I don't know why it went up, but it is for next week's episode. So basically I was talking with Kayla and we just really wanted to record. So Kayla is the same person that we had. She's one of my best friends, and she was on the In the Spirit episode number 73, the Halloween one. And a lot of like people really enjoyed that episode because she's great to listen to and she's super funny and she fits in perfectly with our dynamic. So that episode is going to be up next week, and it's really all about just knowing what you are and are not willing to put up with in friendships as you grow older. So that's just like a little hint of what's coming. And then the week after that, we have another guest on. We have Shaylee, our friend from, why is the name not coming to me? I know her Instagram name, but her name, Topaz T. They were a previous sponsor for an episode, and now she and Allison are our friends.
And yeah, that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, so super exciting. And you know, another really cool thing is like ever since creating this Facebook community,
people who are guests, like, they can go and interact with each other, and like people can interact with people who have already been on the show. Like, I think that's super cool. So yeah.
I haven't been the most active poster in the Facebook group because I don't always have something to post about, but I really love, like, I read all the comments and the conversations, and it's really cool. It's a really cool Facebook group, which, you know, I never thought I would say. Those words are not something I thought would ever come out of my mouth.
I know.
We're old people, but yeah, it is really cool. It's a private group, so you can go request to join it. The link is in our link tree. My brain, I have like end of the day ADHD brain, and my words are like not forming properly.
The link is in the description of the episode as well, so you don't even have to go to Instagram for the link tree.
Oh, nice.
You can just look in the description box. But I forgot to tell you, we hit 400 members in that group.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's super exciting. So feel free, go request to be a part of it. You don't have to jump through any hoops. You just got a request, and I always have my phone on me, so I will just approve it.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Signed, sealed, delivered. So, okay, now let's get into what the hell you are doing right now, which is painting your toe. Tell them why you're painting your toenail.
Oh, Brooke is in full mom mode right now. She yelled at me. So I don't think I have announced this on the podcast, but since I've moved to a downtown metro area, I haven't needed a car, and it honestly became way more of a responsibility and a hassle than it was helping me. And so I decided to sell it and see if I could live life in a city without a car. And so far, except for one incident that I'm about to tell you, it's been going really well. I have a scooter, and I love scootering around town and going to work, you know, going to get food, or I can go hop on the train and go a lot of other places. But I was on my way into work one day, and a car pulled out in front of me while I was on my scooter, and I flew like into this woman's car. Like, her window was down, and she was like turning right on red, and I was going through, and the top half of my body went into her car. And she caught me with her two arms inside. I was inside the vehicle, and I had let go of my scooter. I think it did hit her car a little bit. It probably did. I don't know. I wasn't looking, but the scooter was fine. Her car was fine. And I just looked up at her and I was like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" And she's like, "Are you okay?" Luckily only came out of that circumstance with two toenails that turned black and look like they should fall off, but they won't. They're hanging on. Lord knows. I refuse though to, cause I know how a doctor is going to fix it, and I don't want to do that.
Oh my God.
And it's, there's probably people who are squeamish on here, so I don't want to like, or who are listening. So I don't want to put it in great detail, but it was not happening. I'm just going to let it grow out. So I am here painting my toenails so that people, because I want to wear sandals. It's hot as hell out. And that way people don't know that I have two gross fucked up toes.
That is literally exactly what you have. Two gross messed up toes.
Yes. Yeah, they're not cute.
They're like
not cute.
They are absolutely
gross.
And the way that Liz handled it, I was like, when she told me about it, she told me about this
event as an afterthought. This was not the main topic of our conversation. She just mentioned it in passing, like, yo, yeah, I got hit by a car. I was like, that's how I know that your antidepressants are working, because you literally got hit by a car and you're just like, oh yeah, I went to the store the other day, got hit by a car, yada yada. Like, girl,
that that is so true. I was just like, I mean I walked out of it fine, minus the toes, and I was like, oh, okay, well, and I just like went to work, went about my day. Yeah, and I don't even think that's what I led with when I called you. I didn't even leave.
That's what I'm saying, is that was not the main topic. That wasn't, then I was like, Liz, you should have called me, and that should have, you should have led with that. Like, hey, I got hit by a car today.
Yeah.
Girl, what?
My Lexapro also be Lexaproin.
Dude, I literally am going to put on this podcast, like, on the caption, like, today we're talking about rebranding, getting hit by cars, you know, just normal things, like... Yeah.
That would be a really cool episode. It probably won't be. I don't know. Maybe. Lexapro be Lexaproin.
When the Lexapro be hitting.
Yes.
That's going to be the title. The Lexa, yeah. When the Lexapro really be hitting.
Yes, exactly.
Speaking of the Lexapro hitting, I just recently got, as you already know, I just recently got an increase in my dosage, and that I think it's been like a month and a half now that I've been on 20 instead of 10 milligrams. And I definitely notice like the biggest difference in, like, I feel like my outlook on life right now is just so much more positive, which is great because that's what I need as I'm job searching.
Yeah.
And the only thing is like the night sweats are back and the sleeplessness. Like, I don't go to sleep till 4 a.m. and that means I don't wake up till like 11:30. Which isn't like the best, but like, I'm, you know, I try my hardest, and you can only, it gets better, you know. It's just like when you, when your antidepressants get increased, like your body has to just adjust to it. So it's not the most.
It's kind of nice though that you're going through that transition with those symptoms, and like, you, I mean, you kind of can sleep until 11:30. I mean, if you do it every day, it makes you feel like you like sleep half your day away. But, you know, you have like this time to relax and let that adjust. And like, you don't have to, I mean, looking for a job is a job though. Don't get me wrong. That shit is so stressful.
Yeah. It has been a very, very long month. And it's only August 8th. So it's been.
It hasn't been a long month.
It hasn't been a long month.
It feels like
last month felt like it was the longest month ever. And I was just not doing well for several reasons. And just this month I'm doing much better. The past couple days, especially like this past weekend and, you know, Thursday and Friday, especially, I don't know. I just like had this like realization that I was just going to be okay. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to disappear. I don't know if, yeah, I hope that this feeling like stays, because it's a really good feeling to have. I don't feel like invincible or anything. I just feel like very self-assured, and like, I know what I'm capable of, and I'm doing better every day at confidently stating like why I'm an asset to a company, like why I want to work for XYZ company, or like why XYZ company would like be lucky to have me. Like, I just feel very just confident. It's like a very good feeling. I like this. If this is the second round of mania from like last summer, like, I'll take it.
I'm cashing my chips.
I'll cash in my chips, baby.
Oh, I finished painting my nails.
Oh, that's a pretty. Oh, is that the color, the purple you got one of the times you were here in like April?
Yeah, it's for everybody listening. I just painted my nails with an Essie nail polish, and it's called Wink of Sleep.
That's what I've been getting lately, a wink of sleep.
Wink of Sleep. It's like a bluey, purpley, periwinkle-y color. It's pretty. But my hideous toes are covered.
I'm toe shaming you hardcore.
That's fine. I deserve it.
Oh, man. I have not been getting much sleep because, one, Lexapro. Two, I've been reading a lot of books lately. Three, I can't stop watching Love Island. I can't stop. And if you are a Love Island lover, whether it's all the Australian version or the UK version or the English, like the American version, please comment and like tell me, because Anna and I are currently just watching all of the Australian seasons, and there's only three, and I'm on season two. And I mean, it is just crazy, like how people act when they know that they're on TV and they know that they're expected to like fall in love in 6 weeks. These people are just so insane. And also, like, watching so much Australian TV has made me like say the most ridiculous crap. Like in Australia, when they want to go like sit down and talk to somebody, like in America, you'd be like, hey, can you come here? Like, can we talk? Oh no, Australians say, like, can I have a chat to you? Yeah. Like, can I have a chat to you? Like, can I have a chat to you? What does that mean? It's just, I don't know. It's very
different. It's a very different form of grammar than we use.
Yeah. Very different form of grammar. And when they first start like talking and like dating on the show, they say things like, it's early days, like in the meaning like it's only beginning stages of the relationship. They say it's early days. And I don't know. It's just like really interesting and funny to me. And like, I can't lie, I like me some trash TV. I used to be like, that stuff rots your brain. And now I'm like, no, I'll tell you what rots my brain. The news rots my brain. You know what revitalizes me at the end of the day and gives me hope for a new tomorrow? Trash TV, because I can tune out the world and I can focus on these lives of these people that I don't know. And it's great.
Yeah.
Don't care.
I 100% agree. I've been watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians with Maria, and I've never like watched seasons at a time. I mean, I used to like catch an episode here or there on whatever. What network were they on? E?
They were on E. Yeah.
So I used to like catch an episode here or there, and I see all the shit on the internet. But at least like the newest season, we both think is way better produced, and I don't know. I think it's good trash TV. I have a great time.
I think Keeping Up with the Kardashians is like one of the only shows that I will not watch because I cannot wrap my head around that much wealth. It really kind of makes my stomach hurt to think that there are people that have that much money and like aren't falling over themselves to like do a lot of charitable things with it. I mean, but like also it's funny to watch them because you're like, I can't believe they're this far removed from reality. Like Kim literally cries over losing a $75,000 diamond earring. First of all, why would you spend that much money on earrings? Second of all, you're swimming with diamond earrings in. Who does that? Third of all, like,
that's pocket change. You can just go buy another. You can have another pair shipped to you in 3 hours and it won't make a dent.
I don't know what is worse, 75K being pocket change to them, or the fact that like crying over losing a $75,000 earring. Because of course I'd be crying, but I would never have a $75,000 earring because why?
So there's something about this episode or this season that they still do that shit, which is like the funny, just the shit that's so like, you are so far removed. This is hilarious. Like, watching one of the episodes we watched was Kylie and Chris go to the grocery store and they're like, oh my God, we get to push our own cart. Oh my God, we get to bag our own groceries.
I saw that on TikTok. What the heck?
That's it. But then there's also something else about this season that I think, like, which this is probably the purpose of this season, because people felt like they are so far removed, and they are, but it kind of like humanizes them a little bit more. And not that like you have sympathy for them, but it just makes them seem more real. And then you get to listen to the behind the scenes of like, now most of these women are single and they don't have a man behind them. Like Kanye, this is now me going into a monologue about trash TV, but here we are. like controlling what Kim wore and her makeup, because he wanted to control his image. And
it affects me when the pictures are too sexy. That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So like he controlled her wardrobe and the photos of them. And that's, I mean, no matter how much money you have, like, it's just astounding to me to see like that even women with stupid money, billionaires, I don't think should exist. But like they are still like victim to the patriarchy. And then, you know, all of the other girls, they all have drama with their men. They literally all have drama with their men. They have bad pickers. They're, oh my God, what the fuck? Bad picker radar. But then I don't know, in this season, they're all like coming into their, they seem like to come into their own power. And like, we are done babying men. Like we caught all the men in our lives and we're not doing that anymore. And it's, I like to see that aspect of them.
Yeah. I agree. And I might have to give it another shot, especially if you say it humanizes them a little bit more, because the old episodes from the early 2000s, I mean, you watch that stuff and it's like Kim literally beat the crap out of her sister for like getting the same car as her or something. And yeah. It's just that type of stuff is crazy to me. And
yeah, that shit was nuts. This season is so different. And they're all like grown up and mature and still obtaining stupid amounts of money that nobody should have. But it's a good trash TV show right now. The new season.
Yeah. So there's that. Don't let anybody tell you that your IQ is like lower because you enjoy watching a little bit of trash TV. You're acknowledging the fact that it is trash TV, so that automatically means that your IQ is not affected. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. Okay. So there's that. See this type of shit, guys? This is why we rebranded, because we just talked for a straight 15 minutes about the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we are just 27-year-old women just trying to have fun and live life, you know?
We're trying to have fun together from the opposite side of the country.
Exactly. We're just trying to have a good time and record it in the process. So I'm trying to think of anything else that has like been going on this week that I like want to, oh my gosh. Okay. I need to share this because I feel like you guys will get a kick out of it. You already know about the prank Jackson and I pulled, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But I need to tell the listeners. Okay. So, if you follow me on my personal Instagram, it is private, so you would have to request to follow me, but if you do follow me on my personal Instagram, you will oftentimes see on my story the conundrums that my boyfriend and I get ourselves into, because honestly, sometimes daily life just gets boring and we just want to spice it up. So We prank people, and our new favorite prank that we have been doing is placing fake $100 bills on the sidewalk and then getting in his car and filming people as they walk by and pick these up and freak out because they legit think they found a freaking $100 bill on the ground. And you might think like, oh my God, Brooke, that sounds like really illegal. Like that's like really bad. No. And here's why. If you hold these $100 bills up, you can literally see that they say United States of Origami on them. But these people don't do that. Even though like this paper really does not feel like a dollar bill. So the amount of people that we have tricked is, I mean, it's immense. It is impressive.
Their brain just sees $100 bill and they don't read it. They don't feel it. They're just like,
no,
this is my fucking lucky day.
They don't read it. They don't feel it. Nothing. We have so many videos of people that we've caught picking them up. The first girl that we got, I should mention, the reason that we have these is because his mom is like a huge prankster. Like she raised him like doing these types of pranks for fun, just like to get a good innocent laugh. And she gave him a crap ton, like thousands of dollars worth of fake hundreds just to have fun with. So that's like why we've been doing it, because it was his mom's idea and like it's honestly so fun. But so the first person that we got, we folded it up, crumpled it up, kind of tore the edges a little bit, make it look extra real, rubbed it in the dirt. We threw it on the sidewalk. We get in his car and we're staking out, and he's got his phone ready. Well, this girl comes down the sidewalk and she's walking her dog. And the part that kills me, this happens every time with every person that picks up these fake $100 bills. If you find money on the ground, you can pick it up and take it. Like, you don't see anybody around. You're not doing anything wrong. You are picking up money that you found on the ground. But yeah, the way that some people act as if they are doing something bad and they know they're doing something bad, and then they want to make sure no one else sees them do it, even though you're not doing anything wrong. Like, why are you being suspicious? This girl stopped walking her dog, stuck her foot out, stepped on the $100 bill, pulled it back slowly with her foot and just was looking around like, anybody watching? Anybody watching? And starts grinning. She's got this big smile on her freaking face, and I'm snickering in the back of the video. I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. She folds it up. She folds it up and tucks it in her back pocket and just runs off. And we are just dying laughing because we're like, she's going to get home and she's going to look at it. And she's going to like, we just wish that we could be there to see her face when she realizes it's fake. Because like, once you realize it's fake, you're like, this is so blatantly obvious.
What if some of these people never realized that it was fake and they took it to the store and they tried to use it?
There's no way that it would get through, just because of the fact that like, if you handed that to a store owner, they could definitely feel like the difference is so stark. It literally says replica in little spots all over it. But you know, people, like, they see the blue $100 bill, like they're not looking for words.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny. And so we got two more people. One woman was like a mom with her kids and her husband. I'm pretty sure she realized it was fake because they picked it up and she's holding it and flipping it back and forth, and they keep walking on the sidewalk and she's just like, just keeps looking at it. And it's like, I felt like she could feel that it was fake, but she was looking for proof that it was fake, which is just goes to show that it's a good fake $100 bill. So then we're still filming her. She gets in her car and we see her husband pull out his phone and he's filming the fake $100 bill. Like, I hope that they like took it and like wended it to somebody else. Like, just pass the funnies on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time. It's just so fun. And everybody I've told has been like, they're like, me and my boyfriend just watch Netflix on the weekends. Like, you go out and prank unsuspecting strangers with fake money.
You know, you got to do something to spice up your weekends. And if it's a good little fun, innocent prank, then so be it. This weekend, I did something interesting this weekend. And Maria and Dakota and I went to see the world's largest shrimp cocktail. Because there was someone downtown, they threw a whole festival for it. It was a shrimp cocktail festival, and they were breaking like the Guinness Book of World Records, and someone was there and like certified it. And we got there after most of the festivities though, so we missed pretty much all of it, but I did eat shrimp and that was good. But yeah, sometimes you just need to go see the world's largest shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, you got to get your serotonin where you can.
That's right.
That's literally, we haven't said that in forever.
I know.
Oh my God. It just, the lengths that we are willing to go to get a good laugh.
It's worth it.
I don't regret anything. I regret nothing. No. Yeah, I think that this episode is really just going to be, I'm just going to like say that this episode is just all about what we've been doing to stay afloat, bitch.
That's right.
Lexapro be Lexaproing.
Oh yeah. Claps for Lexapro. Snaps.
Snaps and claps. If you can deal with the night sweats, then it might be for you. Just put be like me and put like two fans on you at all times while you're asleep. My bedroom's an ice box.
Ugh, I'm so jealous.
It's so nice. Wait, were you the one? Remember when you were here last time, or maybe it was a time before last time, and you were saying like how cold it was, and you yanked the blankets off me.
What?
You yanked the blankets off me or something because you're like, it's so cold in here.
Was I sleeping?
No, you were 100% awake.
Oh. I don't remember that, but that sounds a lot like me.
No, last time you just rubbed your stubbly legs on me and I screamed.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was so funny though, because like, I feel like we all know that feeling. Somebody has touched you or rubbed up against you with their prickly day four legs, and it felt like little needles
going on. Literally, and you kept rubbing it on me.
Wild. No, it was one of the first times. It was like the first time I was with you at your apartment, and you turned on your fan, and I was like, that thing is so fucking aggressive. Your fan is like...
It's aggressive. I think you felt like it was aggressive because you were cold. Yeah. I think it's perfect. I love sleeping in a cold bedroom with just a blanket like piled on top of me. It's the best.
I do love that. But there is a point where the room is too cold.
If you say so, chickadee. If you say so.
If you say so, chicken.
Did you say chicken?
Chicken.
I said chickadee.
Oh. I thought you said chicken. You
say so, chicken. Chicken. Well, on that note. Oh. What? What?
Can't forget again. The Ostera egg. Okay. Well, we were just talking about chickens. So the Ostera egg for this episode is the chicken emoji.
Is it going to be the cooked chicken?
Yeah, let's make it the cooked chicken. Make it the drumstick.
Chicken drumstick.
Yep.
Sorry.
Put those comments up in our Instagram post dedicated to this episode. Fill up the comments with chicken legs.
Chicken legs, yes. And if you don't use Instagram, you can go fill up the comments on our Facebook page, which is public, not the Facebook group page. you can go fill the comments up on there with chicken drumsticks. Okay, let's get that engagement up on the Facebook page. We are social media strategists up in here. Seriously, you want to see our certifications?
Well, we are now.
yeah, we are. Yeah, I'm so aggressive. Okay, anyways, love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.